Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
We know about Roy Williams, but do we really remember Larry Miller? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Two very deserving Tar Heels will be entering the College Basketball Hall of Fame in November. A coach already in the Naismith Hall and a player who was one of the best to ever suit up here. I've got to give it to my old friend Jim Delaney, the retired commissioner of the Big Ten and as loyal of a UNC alum as there has been, for his alumni leadership and generosity. Delaney and his wife Kitty gave a $1 million gift to Carolina, which he loves more than ever now that he's been away for so long and is back often at his Har River retreat in Chatham County. He is still under heavy demand these days from various athletic directors, college presidents, and commissioners trying to figure out what to do with the spiraling industry of college sports. Delaney could be a bulldog in TV negotiations and with his coaches who violated the Big Ten written oath of sportsmanship first. Recently, he turned that, should I say, salesmanship toward the College Basketball Hall of Fame. He could not believe that Miller was still not in, since Mills may mean more to Carolina basketball than any player besides the late Lenny Rosenbluth of the 1957 Tar Heels and Charlie Scott, the first black scholarship athlete at Carolina. Number 44 was tough as nails on and off the court, turning around a program that had been flagging in Dean Smith's early years as head coach. As a 17-year-old, Miller had the strength to hold off a scholarship offer from Duke, which had been to the 1963 Final Four behind Art Haman and returning in 64 led by Jeff Mullins. Bubas was sure he was getting Miller, who had like 1,000 more career points than the next player at Catasauqua High School in Pennsylvania. But Larry saw something in Smith and believed in him. What teenager would have such guts? Miller, an undersized forward, won a consecutive ACC Player of the Year honors and led UNC to its first two Final Fours under Smith. He had floppy hair, drove a hot convertible around campus, and the co-eds loved him. Miller was key to the famed class of 1969 coming and Scott jilting Davidson. He wasn't a great pro, but still owns the ABA record for most points in a single game, 67 with the Carolina Cougars. That's just some of what Delaney told the College Hall of Fame committee, which said mea culpa and put Mills where he belongs, right next to old Roy. This is Archansky. See ya.